spent just about most of the morning talking weeds and lawn. What else gardening do we need to be checking on our properties, Mr. Harper?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff. You know, if you've, obviously checking your watering system to your trees and shrubs and vines and making sure that's scheduled properly. Again, you need to be the smart controller. Don't rely on, it's just the smart controller, I think, has just kind of kicked the can down the road to some degree. We went to automatic sprinkler systems back in the 70s and 80s, and people just relied on them too much. Now I think you got to be careful not to rely on the smart controller if you're switching to those too much. You know, they can be really good, but you still need to be in control of your controller, so to speak. Making sure that, if you haven't, you still got time to fertilize your citrus and shade trees. Memorial Day has not passed that long ago. That's just a signal to time to do it. So make sure everything is well fertilized. Plants that are in good shape from a fertility standpoint will have a better chance of withstanding, heat and stress going through the summertime. If you're still kind of messing around in the vegetable garden, there are things you can still plant in the really hot weather, okra, eggplant, just to name a couple that will still tolerate and go into the hot weather if you want to make use of that vegetable garden and make sure you're getting yields. You should be picking lots of tomatoes now, picking, your peppers. Things should be ripening pretty quickly. If you've got peach trees, if you don't have a net on them, you want to get a net on them. If you've got peaches that are getting ready to ripen, some have already ripened and have been picked, but so make sure you're doing those.
A bird net would not have saved my peaches this year.
Why?
Bees. Have you ever seen bees eat peaches? They stripped three trees.
No, I have not.
Like in 3 days.
What kind of bee was that?
I don't know. Lots of them.
Be big bees. Kids inside?
Big bees.
No,
apparently.
We hardly noticed. Went out there on Sunday over the weekend. Ate a few. We're like, oh man, by the next weekend, these things are going to be great. Went out there and they were all completely stripped. And the last one, I went to, I'm like, what? Yeah, you could hear it humming as you walked up to it.
Hmm.
And got in close and looked at it. And there'd be six or seven bees on each peach. And they would just strip it down to the stone fruit inside.
Are you talking honeybees? The typical honeybee?
Must not have been honeybees.
They didn't answer. I asked. Okay. Honeybee? Are you bumblebee?
You should ask them zzz, not zzz. Yeah.
Never heard of that.
According to Blue Sky Pest Control, you actually have to DNA test to really get a positive ID on a bee.
You're not going to do
not
that.
Quite that curious.
That means you got to catch them.
So you capture them, and then you've got to pay to go, I'm not sure I'm quite that curious. But, yeah, I had bees eat my peaches this year.
Well, they're sweet bees then.
Sweet bees. I'll tell you what, if they were honeybees, I'd sure like to find it. That's some good honey.
Yeah, no
some
kidding.
Peach honey. best breakfast out there, peach honey. We've got our final little segment here. If you had a question and didn't get answered, you can send those to info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll get those answered during the week. You said okra's still good to plant.
Yeah.
Is it too late for pumpkins?
No, a little early, actually. July.
Okay.
July is when you want to plant pumpkins so that you have a harvestable pumpkin by Halloween and can do a jack-o'-lantern. So that's coming up. And of course, then, we ought to be mulching, putting, organic compost and mulches around our peach trees, our rose bushes, trying to cool that soil down, hold moisture. That'll also control weeds. So make sure you're doing that. That's a great, good anti-summer, anti-heat remedy for the garden is lots of mulch.
We've got our open home hour coming up. If you've got a question about your home, castle, or cabin, Rosie's here, Tom Riley's here, Dave Barrett's here. We've got a whole host of home experts here for the next 2 hours.